This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Breakfast is by far the worst meal of the day.
Why do you think that?
Well, I just saw your face after you bit into your breakfast. We won't say where it's from, what it is, none of that, but I feel like that every time I bite into breakfast from fast food joints or whatever.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not why I was making that face.
Oh.
Someone posted a picture of their dog on Facebook, but their house is really messy. So that's what
While you were eating, that's what was happening? On your first bite, you go, oh, ew.
Yeah. Oh. Legit. I was like, wow, you wouldn't vacuum posting this on the internet?
I thought you were finally coming around to my theory that lunch world is just a better world than breakfast. I get, like, the posh breakfast joints doing it proper with your eggs, Benny, and that's awesome. Just straight up breakfast, though. I'm like, okay.
You're way too negative. You don't like bacon? Go home.
No, I'm okay with bacon.
That's breakfast.
You can have it for lunch, too, though. Bacon is not an only breakfast thing.
Okay, are we done talking? I really want to finish this burrito.
All right, we got a new head coach.
Woo!
Dave Tippett is his name, and luckily for us, his name works perfect in this song. Dave Tippett.
David Tippett.
David. David Tippett. I don't even know if he likes to go by David, but... All right, so we took his presser yesterday and added some fake swear words because people just sound a lot better and a lot more emotionally charged when they're able to swear.
Not gonna lie, David Tippett's voice. Sexy.
It's Dave Tippett.
Whatever.
It just fit better for... Crack that whip.
I'm still going to call him David.
David Tippett.
Hey, David. All right, let's hear it.
I come to a team here that obviously has good pieces. Everybody talks about McDavid and Draisaitl. There's more pieces here than McDavid and Draisaitl. There's good players here to build on. And I think there's lots of upside with this organization. I'm excited to get going.
Yeah, we're excited for you, David.
But seriously, am I the only one that's into that voice? Or
three words will drive everyone, well, 73% of people pulled, absolutely wild in the bedroom. What are those three words?
I like it. I mean, oh, I screwed it up.
Okay, wait, I didn't want to know yet. I have a few guesses.
Oh.
You're right to it,
I know. What? You asked me, though.
I was, like, saying, like, what are they? And then we talk, and then you give the answer.
Okay, I'm going to give the answer. It's, I like that. I know, right? It's way less exciting than all these texts that are rolling in. Tell me what you were going to guess.
I have a few written down. I love you. Incorrect. I know that's wrong now.
Pff, loser. Who says that?
Well, I thought three words that you like to hear. Grab my nipples. Play your flute.
What does that even mean?
Well, like, I really like the flute.
Anyway, these texts rolling in of the guesses, I'm sorry that I like that is such an underwhelming response, but I feel like we should push that over and make all of these texts rolling in the top answers to say in bed.
Coffee or tea?
Wow.
Yeah, girl.
That's quite nice.
You want some coffee or tea?
Let's order pizza. I love Lana's text. She wrote, "You're so huge." I was like, okay, I meant I would never want to hear that.
Both genders, right?
This is a both genders thing. Oh my God was a great guess. Is it in You Were Right? You're So Sexy was Wayne's guess. Pretty good. Past the Doritos.
How about the Oilers one?
Wow.
I like hearing that in the bedroom. I like hearing that anytime.
Turn Me On. Okay, that wouldn't work. That would just make the person feel very pressured. I thought I was. Is this not working?
31 degrees today. We're looking for hacks for staying cool. We got this text that says, get an AC unit. Yeah, okay. Some people can't afford that. Gareth.
I love Ryan's text. I smoke cigarettes. That makes me look cool. No, it doesn't, Ryan. Come on. Smoking is so 2018.
This text is pretty solid, too. I just go to the movie theater. I pay for one movie, and then I just stay there all day going to other movies when it's this hot out.
Yeah, especially if you hate the sun. You're in a nice dark room.
Yeah, it's so cool in there. They always got the AC on blast.
Remember a couple years ago, you made your own air conditioning unit here in the studio? It was so sweltering hot in here,
yeah,
which made us cranky. And
I was worried about the computers in here, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was that hot.
You were very innovative that day. So Ryder did is there is a fan here, and he put some ice packs behind it so the air would be sucked through.
And in front. It was a nice, cool breeze.
So, how else do we keep cool? How do we keep our dogs cool? Ice cubes that they put in their mouth for 3 seconds and then drop on the floor?
Same for me.
Yep.
Running your wrists under cold tap water can help you cool down in a hurry if you're really hot. I didn't know that. Windows at the front and back of your place. Open. Get it going. Get that draft going.
But what if there isn't a draft
then
and it makes it worse?
Keep the windows closed probably during the day. You want them open at night and closed during the day for the most part.
So I found a fan underneath my bed last night and I plugged it in and it sparked and almost lit on fire. So that was my attempt of trying to stay cool. It didn't work. Almost died.
I remember I found a fan in my bed once and I was like, whoa, what's your name?
Whoa, you like our show? I'm just about to put this up at hot107.ca. It's a photo of an elderly man gazing fondly at his date in a McDonald's. It was posted online from someone who witnessed it because the guy is leaning over the table in McDonald's with his chin resting on his hands and he's just obsessed with this woman.
Yeah.
What an inspiring date place, first of all. It ended up getting shared thousands of times. People were tagging their loved ones underneath and telling them how much they appreciate and love them. My fear is now that this has gone viral, this guy's wife is gonna see it. Just kidding.
Yeah, because that was his girlfriend. Either that or he's just looking at her and he's like, you got ketchup on your face, you idiot.
Tell me something good.
My story is about two teenage girls that are responsible for providing clean water to thousands of people.
What?
Simply because they pursued their love of origami. Their charity is called Paper for Water. And since 2012, they have been making origami and selling it online.
Cool.
And they just hit the $1.5 million watermark. That money is all going to water project funding. So we knew that paper could beat rock, but we didn't know that paper could save water.
Okay.
Tell me something good.
There's a squirrel in Seattle that's extremely demanding. Kevin is the name of a female squirrel who is known for stealing snacks out of strollers, people's backpacks, and plastic containers. And to be specific, this squirrel loves Cheetos. There's something about squirrels, man. They're cute in some sense, but also kind of terrifying. Like, I would never approach a squirrel because you never know. And if you go to Calgary, mm-hmm. Did you know that they're black and huge? Like, they look like cats?
Massive squirrels there, yeah. The thing that I find the most surprising with squirrels is that I'm not afraid of them at all.
Really?
But they're like flying rats. You know what I mean? Like, they can jump from tree to tree. They're, like, climbing on the roof, on the fence. They're everywhere. And, like, why am I not more intimidated by this thing?
It's true. Like, yeah. You see a mouse and they're quite cute. But if I see one in public, mm-hmm. terrifying. If it's in a cage, aw.
Right.
Outside of a cage, nope. No, thank you.
Okay, and I have one more question about all this. Who the hell names a female squirrel Kevin?
Trending this hour.
Kit Harington checked himself into a facility for stress and alcohol following the last season of Game of Thrones. I feel bad. Because remember he was interviewed after? What are your thoughts on everyone hating the finale? And he said everyone can F off. Do you remember that?
Yeah. You know what? I would have a rough time if every time I went into public, it was either angry fans or like annoying super fans. You'd feel like locking yourself in your basement with a bottle of rye. I kind of get it.
Yeah, it's sad.
Like,
it really is.
Hopefully you can figure it out.
I hope it's a big reality check for people that are a bit too judgmental.
Yeah. Like,
you know?
Calm down. These people are humans. They're not just the character you love. Cardi B spent $80,000 on diamond jewelry for her baby.
Kate.
My kid would lose whatever you gave her that was $80,000 in a heartbeat.
I have like four girlfriends that just pushed out a baby and I'm like, what can I find from like my junk drawer that I can give this kid because I don't have any money.
Surprising twist with that story. I'm the dad to all of those babies. What is the biggest annoyance at your workplace? 780-784-7107. This after a weatherman absolutely teed off on his viewers about something. We'll get to that in a second. You have an annoyance at work, like a big one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Ryder.
I thought you were going to say like mean listeners that text awful things to us sometimes.
No.
No, it's me?
No, I'm totally kidding. We have a fancy coffee machine. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a big fan of the taste. With our hours, I want a good coffee. You know what I mean? So that might be it, which is pretty good, I'd say. Whereas there's a lot of people texting in with real problems.
Totally.
You know, like a lot of teachers texting in, helicopter parents.
Yeah.
Employees that don't show up but still get paid.
Basically, I've been coming in every day and I work in a cubicle and someone has been sitting in my chair and moving my armrests around. So I know someone's been sitting there and I don't know why. I've been talking to my cubicle neighbor and he's like, "You're paranoid, man." And I'm like, "No, someone is trying to hack my life."
You need to put a tack in on the chair.
Yes.
But then you're probably going to forget about it and just sit on it yourself. Then you'll really regret that decision.
Or it'll go to HR and I'll get fired.
Oh, yeah. Or that.
Or
okay,
that.
Maybe don't listen to me then.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Dan texted in saying, "My biggest annoyance in my job is when managers hire their friends for positions they aren't qualified for,
creating more
work for the rest of us as we have to do all the repairs." Whoa, yeah, that sucks.
All right, you ready for this, weatherman?
Absolutely.
Okay, yep. So he was interrupting The Bachelor or Bachelorette to let people know, his viewers, as the weatherman, that there was tornado warnings and where people had to be very safe.
Okay.
And, like, take cover and things like that. And it was on social media, and people started complaining.
Because they wanted to watch The Bachelorette.
To put the show back on. These are the same people
no.
that when they get one of those Amber Alerts, call 911 about it.
To complain, not to say that they found the
right.
kid.
Right, they should have their phones taken away.
Yeah, I
anyway,
agree.
So this is the weatherman losing it.
I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
Good for him,
honestly,
right?
Honestly, he's saying what everyone is thinking.
Yeah, I like that guy a lot. What's your hack for staying cool?
You can buy those little neck cooler things that you freeze, and then you tie them around your neck. Those work amazing.
Oh.
Sometimes I just, to stay cool in the summer, I wear a lot more fishnet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girl.
Looking like a Christmas ham.
44% of pet owners get jealous when this happens. Got any guesses?
When people pet their dog without asking?
No.
When... Oh, gosh.
When their animals cuddle other people.
Oh, wow.
They get jealous. Like, what? I'm in the 56% here that, like, if I see somebody cuddling my dog, I mean, unless I don't know them, and I'm like, how'd you get in my house? I'll be like, oh, that's really cute.
That's nice.
Share the love, right?
There's nothing worse than going up to a dog, snuggling up, and they get up and leave. Like, it's actually so heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's like, who am I?
What else do I hate? Wrong? When I go to a party and there's a dog there and someone else is hogging the dog, it's like, that's why I came.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, carry hot dogs in your pocket.
Yeah, chain it to your belt.
Is that a hot dog in your pocket? Actually, it is.
Is that a hot dog in your pocket, or am I about to be extremely disappointed? I love hot dogs.
There are two events we wanted to let you know about.
Yes.
One was announced just recently, a dog festival. They're going to try to set the world record for the biggest ever outdoor dog yoga.
Cool.
There's going to be live music. Paul Wojda, a good friend of Hot 107, is going to be performing. Northern Chicken's going to be set up, which is the best fried chicken in the city, if you ask me.
Your dog can't go. He's allergic to chicken.
That's true.
Yeah, that sucks.
You'd get pretty upset watching me eat it. Some of the other cool things with this one is dog experts are going to be there. So if you have questions about, you know, behavioral issues, those kinds of things. Vendors, craft beer. It's going to be awesome. That's July 13th. And then on the 6th, we got notified that there's another dog festival.
Yeah, Jennifer, who listens to our show, says that she's been working with them for 3 years, but Muttstock is turning 5. This is a free dog festival.
Mm-hmm.
Music, food, games, shopping, and of course, dogs. Now, it features rescues, different organizations, demos, information, all geared towards four-legged friends. So kind of the same deal. Admission being free, it does still run the pet food drive for any inner city pet food bank. All donations will be accepted on site the day of the festival. So if you want more information on both of these dog festivals, information is at hot107.ca.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
Cat owners.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.